had a long talk with the block dog. All summer he runs with the kids. He's happy as a block dog. Every day the choice is his. 'Cause they all feed him when he's hungry. They all keep him from the cold. Yeah, but he don't wear their collar. He makes the neighborhood his home. There'll be a fireplace in the winter. Lots of houses down this street. Summertime he'll catch your frisbee to beg the best of your dinner meat. I had a long talk with the block dog. All summer he runs with the kids. He's happy as a block dog. Every day the choice is his. I said, Rusty, I'm getting married. I used to like your kind of life. Life's different now. It's like a garden. I'd like to tend it with my wife. Dig in one spot, make a straight row. You're only digging to hide the bone. But when I lived so free alone, I had an empty harvest. I had a long talk with the block dog. All summer he runs with the kids. He's happy as a block dog. Every day the choice is his. Rusty looked up sad at me. He said, Dave, I understand. We're different now. I'm still a dog, but you're acting like a man. I had a long talk with the block dog. All summer he runs with the kids. He's happy as a block dog. Every day the choice is his. I ain't none but a hound dog. I ain't nothing but a hound dog. I ain't nothing but a hound dog, but I'm trying all the time.
There is a beautiful poem by Patrick Kavanagh, the Irish poet, called Pegasus. Soul, I prayed, I have hawked you through the world of church and state and meanest trade. But this evening, halter off, never again will it go on. On the south side of ditches, there is grazing of the sun. No more haggling with the world. As I said these words, he grew wings upon his back. Now I may ride him every land my imagination knew. This poem captures that moment of self-forgiveness and recognition, where instead of hawking your life around like a travelling tradesman or journeyman or marketing person, instead of hawking your life around, that you actually free your life and that you let your life come alive. Kavanagh's image is taking the halter off the horse. And then instead of it being an animal of burdens and drudgery, it becomes the classical Pegasus that has the wings on it and will fly to every land that his imagination knew. In the Celtic tradition, the image of the horse was very powerful, and the horse was a fierce energy and a wild energy. And in that way, the image of the horse in Kavanagh's poem works as an image of danger, wildness, and freedom. The wonderful Egyptian poet Edmund Jabi talks about life as a journey. And he says that never say you have arrived, because everywhere you are a traveller in transit. Again, in another one of his books, he says, all roads start from the body and lead back to it. The body is the road. The body is the road. I love that line, because so often that which is so precious within us, we constantly place elsewhere. It's amazing how we so rarely gather the mystery and the harvest of our lives in the rooms of inner belonging. It's almost as if we live day to day in a deliberate action of soul divestment, that we let that which is most precious, most warm and most tender drop away into some side emptiness that accompanies us, but that we never take possession of the wonderful gifts that we've actually been given. Now, because we are made of clay, and because the memory and the voices and the wisdom of our inner clay are on their way towards the light, we never, as humans, see anything clearly, or we never see it totally. All we have is penumbral light. And in our modern culture, we tend to want to see things under neon transparency. And we constantly damage the inner tissues of our sensibility by the demand of a false, unreal, and untender transparency.
The night was bending in a grin, the streetlight shadows tattooed skin. Whatever we were tangled in, all of it was music. The bed sheets were our whitest flag. The wall became a game of tag. We surrendered all we had, and all we had was music. The humming of the window unit, the street noise often sang right through it. A drunken song, somehow we knew that even it was music. The newness of uncovered skin, your messy hair, your goofy grin, the shattered places deep within, all of it was music. Forgive me, I hope this song helps you believe me. The holding on, the letting go, it all gets buried soft and low. But even then a song might grow, and all of it was music. Set it far behind. We travel light, we travel blind, with no idea what we'd find or whether we could use it. The rolling fields were lined by trees, wildflowers brought us to our knees. Poison ivy thick as thieves, we swung an axe to bruise it. Place where we could rest a while, where hummingbirds could roam for miles, and we could leave the edges wide, let the birds sing through us. Fires where all our sparks could scatter, midnight stars could drop their ladders. I'm not sure any of it matters, but all of it was music. I've wronged, please forgive me. I hope this song helps you believe me. let it spill and flood the plain. All of it was music.